time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Pests can take a big bite out of your bottom line before your wheat finds its feet. So get the emergence assurance of Lumavia CPL insecticide seed treatment. From roots to shoots, it offers the best defense against armyworm. When it comes to your wheat crops, don't just hope for a strong stand. Guard their growth with Lumavia CPL. Visit Corteva.us/winearly.
Some things really are worth it, like a good mattress, quality trash bags, and if you're raising wheat, OGI certified varieties from OSU. They offer top yields for grain or grazing, great pest resistance, genetic purity, and outstanding end-use quality. OGI certified wheat provides the best return on your seed investment and is simply worth it in every way. You see, some things really are worth it, like OGI certified wheat and not doing your own dental work. Learn more at okgenetics.com.
Well, OSU is bringing back a personalized tactile learning experience for producers and consultants with its upcoming Demo Day coming up in Chickasha on July the 27th. I had the opportunity to visit with OSU's Brian Arnall to talk about how these field days will be focusing on interactive, extension-centric learning. The Demo Day is going to deliver some hands-on learning experience that provides producers and consultants with practical agronomic tools that they can apply immediately to their operations. He tells us a little bit more about Demo Day.
This is one that is extension focused. We want it to be hands-on opportunities. Kind of harken back to some of the old field days where, instead of just sitting on a trailer and listening, we're going to have the opportunity for the trailers rolling around. You get to pick what you want to do. There are going to be tons of options, and everything's going to be hands-on. I made sure that if you were a speaker this day, that you had something for the audience to do, see, or interact with. So very much hands-on experience. Like I said, we're going to have 10 different stops, but you only get to have four of them. So it's going to be a choose-your-day kind of situation.
The specialized stops cover a wide variety of crop, soil, and machinery technologies. Arnall talks about just a few of them.
So we got some, not just crops, but everything. So some of my favorites, and I've been sharing this a little bit on social media, is that we're going to dig a soil pit that you get to jump in. And so we'll have Dr. Haggard and Dr. Adamson doing soil morphology, the soil horizons and soil health, to really get a look at the soil for what it is at that pit level. We're going to have a lot of stuff as far as technology. Dr. Long with Biosystems is going to bring his spray table. So we're going to have sprayer technology, different tips, seeing how they work under different pressures.
To get signed up for OSU's Demo Day, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, today's crop progress report shows some slight shifts for national row crops, with the U.S. corn crop slipping 1 point to 67% good to excellent, while soybeans gained a point to hit 66%. On the winter wheat side, national harvest is moving right along, now at about 74% complete. Looking at the southern plains, pasture and range conditions showing just a little bit of improvement. Oklahoma pastures ticked up to 36% good to excellent. Texas saw a nice 5-point bump up to 40%. Meanwhile, Kansas conditions remain rock solid, holding at about 57% good to excellent, right where they both were last week and this time of year. Well, today's crop progress report shows some slight shifts for national row crops, with the U.S. corn crop slipping 1 point to 67% good to excellent, while soybeans gained a point to hit 66%. On the winter wheat side, national harvest is moving right along, now at about 74% complete. Looking at the southern plains, pasture and range conditions showing just a little bit of improvement. Oklahoma pastures ticked up to 36% good to excellent. Texas saw a nice 5-point bump up to 40%. Meanwhile, Kansas conditions remain rock solid, holding at about 57% good to excellent, right where they both were last week and this time of year. OSU Extension is hosting a Demo Day on July the 27th. Brian Arnall tells us more.
We're going to have some great options to get your hands dirty, get your feet dirty, jumping into soil pits, looking at irrigation, sprayer tech, or just better scouting of your crop. You're going to get four stops, 30 minutes long, and you can choose from soil pit, forage nitrate. We're going to get a lot of great interaction, a lot of learning. Come on out to the Chickasha Demo Day.
Demo Day is July the 27th at the South Central Research Station in Chickasha, Oklahoma. For more information, go to oklahomacrops.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.